Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, I am Shavir Cummings, graduate student in the Department of History and Philosophy at the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus. On this day, January 22, 1952, Barbadians, particularly the people of St. Lucie, heard of the decisions taken by the St. Lucie Vestry the previous day. While it is commonplace today for parishes to call on the central government through their MPs for assistance, in the 1950s, the parish vestries made decisions and executed projects in relation to healthcare, infrastructure, education, poor relief, ecclesiastical affairs, and even the environment. In addition, to properly execute its functions, the vestry divided itself into committees. There were annual elections for the vestry, usually held in January, and for St. Lucie, the new members were L.L. Bourne, G.G. Harris, and C.D.C. Howell. They were welcomed by the rector of St. Lucie Parish Church, Reverend Pestania. In relation to the environment, in 1952, residents who lived close to Montgay and Fairfield factories had complained about ashes emanating from the factory. The vestry wrote to the secretary of the factories, concerned to have the matter addressed. Another important decision made by the St. Lucie Vestry was to spend $2,278 for the repair of Josie Hill Road. Another road, Sweetfield Tenantry Road, was under consideration for road widening and reconstruction, but this had been delayed because of the inability to obtain the necessary permissions. In this period, before free secondary education, parents in the parish, especially those in straitened circumstances, looked forward to their children obtaining the much coveted vestry scholarships for their children. Indeed, many black middle and working class children obtained their secondary education in that way, and this was considered a key step towards social mobility. In January 1952, three vestry scholarships were available. George Griffith, son of Mrs. Mayfield Griffith of Pycorner, St. Lucie, gained one of the scholarships for Courage and Parry. The remaining two were not allocated because the vestry wanted more information on the candidates. With the growing centralization of government, the vestry system was abolished in 1958 by the Local Government Act. Another form of local government, the district councils, were introduced, but this system was short-lived and ended in 1967. However, the constant cries for urgent action with respect to road repair and poverty require that we explore the viability of a modified system of local government to meet the needs of our communities.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.